Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me today. It's always my pleasure. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. I'm excited about having Kelly Ohlweiler back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Kelly is the co-author, along with Jerry Fletcher, of the book Paradoxical Thinking, which is one of my favorite books in the world because, I mean, when I understood what Kelly teaches about paradoxes, it really was an aha moment for me. It changed the way I think about so many things, and she has taught us so much over the years, having as a longtime member of our brain trust, about paradoxes, about both sides of our pendulum swing, the good and the bad, the yin and the yang, and you can't have one without the other and be who you are and what you're going to be. And Kelly's helped us to understand that, and I'm excited about her being back on the show to give us a little bit of a new installment in this wisdom. Kelly, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you back. And, Kelly, I talk about you all the time. My audience knows that in any given week, I'm liable to break into a Kelly Ohlweiler moment where I talk about the pendulum swing that you explained to us and helped us to understand that paradoxical thinking is not just some interesting thought or an interesting idea about how to look at the world. It's actually a best practice, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it's present in everything. And maybe we should define what we mean by it, too.
Please do.
And how Jerry and I define it in the book is a paradox is the seeming, the contradictory or seemingly impossible combination of ideas or actions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that seeming impossibility which tends to get us into trouble. We think, oh, you can't, it has to be one thing or the other. And in almost every situation, it's both things at the same time.
Both.
You
and.
Just have to learn how to recognize it and work with it to your advantage.
It's not either or, it's both and.
Yes, exactly.
Like sweet and sour pork, right?
Yes, exactly. Whoever invented that had a great idea.
That's
they
right.
Probably, and it was probably a mistake, as so many cooking greats are.
Well, you know, once I really started thinking about it this way, and as you know, Kelly, I've written more than one article about your thoughts on paradoxical thinking. I've incorporated it in it, obviously with full attribution. I've incorporated it into my thinking and into my ideas, because it's so important for people to realize that there are things about us that we don't really like all the time. Or maybe we don't like them, or maybe we don't have a problem with them, but other people have a problem with them. But it's one side of our pendulum swing of who we are, as you have explained to us before. And you really can't have half of a pendulum swing, can you?
No, you can't. If you only have the half, you tend to go into extremes and things won't work as well. And if people look at if they can honestly look at their personality and their character traits and make a list of them, what they'll find is they'll have things in that list that seem like they could never go together.
Right.
And the ones that seem like they can't go together are the ones you should really pay attention to.
Well, can I give you an example?
Yeah.
I have a very good friend who, he's a miser, frankly. And sometimes his miserliness annoys his friends. But this guy in business has been able to put together an organization that couldn't have happened with anybody, because it's a semi-government, a quasi-government operation, some public, some private. But this guy had to cobble together a nickel here and a dime there, and he made one of the most premier organizations in the world of its kind, and somebody who didn't have his miserly mindset couldn't have done that.
Yes.
But when he's around us, you know, when he's around our friends, it's an annoying thing. He's so miserly, it's annoying.
Mm-hmm.
But we love him anyway.
Well, that's a real good example. And if you think about it, if you have a person who is very social and outgoing, maybe an outstanding salesperson, often you'll find that those people like to go off by themselves. And if they don't have something that balances that outgoing side, they get burned out.
Yeah.
So it's important to know about those traits and look for the ones that are seem to be opposites and see how you can enhance them and use them.
Absolutely.
Keep yourself going.
Stand by, Kelly. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, Kelly's going to help us understand how to use paradoxical thinking in our business, in our 21st century endeavors. Very, very, it's never been a better time to understand paradoxical thinking than 21st century, ladies and gentlemen. It's 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Kelly Ohlweiler, the author of Paradoxical Thinking.
To my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around.
Stevie Nicks, ladies and gentlemen.
And I saw my reflection in the snow.
One of the great voices, great songwriter, part of Fleetwood Mac. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And we're having more fun than the law allows with our good friend Kelly Ohlweiler. She and Jerry Fletcher are the authors of Paradoxical Thinking, a book that I highly recommend. This book has been printed in, what's it, like a half dozen languages around the world, Kelly?
Yeah, well, five. We're in five languages.
Well, that's almost a half dozen.
It almost is. but you've got to be honest about it here.
Something under a billion copies sold worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. Right, Beverly? Right, Kelly?
I wish.
it is something under a billion.
It is something under a billion.
Yeah, I'm a talk show host, Kelly. I don't have to get it right. I just have to get it close. why is paradoxical thinking so important in the 21st century for business owners?
Well, paradoxical thinking is the way it can be used in business is you take a problem, and let's define a problem as an idea or action or goal that is opposed by a counter idea, action, or goal. So if you have something that you want or something that seems to be a problem, like say you want to save money, but you also want to go on vacation, that's a problem where there's two things that are counteracting each other.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in paradoxical thinking, rather than saying, well, if I'm saving money, I can't go on vacation, you say, well, that trip to China that was going to be $10,000 for 10 days, I see that I can take a trip to Costa Rica for 2 weeks for $5,000. Mm-hmm. And now suddenly you're doing both things. You're taking your trip and you're saving money. If you want to start your own business, but you want the security of a steady income, often that will hold people back. Well, you can think about ways of starting part-time. A lot of contractors start that way. They start weekend businesses,
mm-hmm.
and as they build their clientele and they get, you know, feeling more secure, being able to take care of their families, they start doing less and less at the other job, and then suddenly they're in it full-time.
Right.
The thing that's happening right now is everything that we know is beginning to change. And we're seeing a prime example with the oil situation.
Yeah.
Every product that uses some form of petroleum is being affected.
Mm-hmm.
And people are scrambling to catch up and say, why didn't I think forward and figure out what to do in case this happened?
Well, you know, if you think about it, if it weren't for somebody needing to do something or some kind of a conflict, some kind of a challenge, some kind of an emergency, some kind of distress, how many things do we have today would even have ever been invented?
Exactly.
You know, it's in the crucible that things happen. I mean, when I think about when I'm the most creative, when I'm probably the most agitated.
Yeah.
You'd be creative. On the surface, you'd think, well, you know, creativity should come from being happy and peaceful and really wanting to do something, you know, fun and whatever. But for me, it typically comes when I'm under the most stress.
I think that's true for a lot of people. And I also think it's true that at this time in our culture and the era itself, that we need, as small businesses, to begin to do what many large businesses do, huge corporations, which is to do that future searching, to look forward and backwards at the same time, to figure out what the trends are going to be, what the shifts in demographics are going to be, how the economy is going to change, what technologies are going to start to become obsolete.
Mm-hmm.
Because, for example, the lead paint. We all know about lead paint.
Right.
Well, at some point when that consciousness of non-toxic material in the products that we used became public, the paint companies had to think, well, what does that mean? They had to figure out how to do paint with water.
Right.
So we have to do that in our businesses as well. And you and I were just talking about, I've started doing real estate development, and it's been going fine. But I began attending meetings of planning and zoning, and that information doesn't get to the public, what you hear in a planning and zoning
mm-hmm.
meeting. And over the last four meetings, what I've learned has changed my goals for local development. So for anybody who has a business, you want to read books about important trends, you know, that have to do with your
right.
particular business. Subscribe to publications like The Futurist, and spend time with people who want to look forward also.
Another thing that I recommend that people do, Kelly, is join your industry trade group.
Yes.
Because those people are paid. It's their job to look into the future, to introduce you to people who have visions of or have ideas about what's coming at you, who understand where the trapdoors are in the future, the tripwires, the landmines that you might run into, and they know plenty of people who've already been where you are. So why make all their mistakes when if you can learn a little bit from them, all you got to do is make your own mistakes.
Yeah.
Don't
and
make
those
mistakes
groups,
that we already know about.
Yes, and those groups. If you can get to the meetings, they bring in people that will share exactly that information
right.
with you. And you may go to 10 groups, 10 meetings, and get something out of three of them. Well, that is worth it.
Right. No, absolutely. You know, you talked about looking back and look forward. That's the paradoxical, that's the pendulum swing of your business. And if when you're just starting out, especially, or you in any new endeavor, you don't have much of a backward swing. It's all what you can think about coming in the future. And so you need to talk to other people who can help you, who've already been there.
Yeah.
We'll take a quick break. It's 10 till. Kelly Ohlweiler is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. Her book is Paradoxical Thinking. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Kelly Ohlweiler. And I encourage you to check out her book, the one that she and Jerry Fletcher wrote called Paradoxical Thinking, How to Profit from Your Contradictions. I know it's available wherever books are sold, Kelly, especially Amazon. What about your own website?
My own website is www.kelbergan.com.
All right. So check that out, folks. And Kelly, one of the things that we were talking about are all the things that are changing, all the shifting that's going on right now. One of my fortunate things that happened to me many years ago was to read a book and see a video that Joel Barker created called Paradoxical Thinking. The Business of Paradigms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Joel Barker introduced me, if not, and many, many other people, to the concept of paradigms. Paradigms are the filters that we put up in front of us and that through which we let the world come into us. And so we build paradigms about how to sell this product or that product. We have a paradigm about what an attractive person looks like, what kind of a car is attractive to us, what kind of colors we like, et cetera, et cetera. But once we get entrenched in those paradigms, when there's a paradigm shift, then whatever we love, if when it goes away and we haven't made any adjustments, then we don't have access to that anymore, because it's the paradigm has shifted. And when that becomes, when the paradigm shifts around our business model, like it did for travel agents, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Look what happened to them when travel went online. It basically put many of them out of business. And so that's just one example. I think another thing that's shifting right now in front of our very eyes is the telecommunications industry. And so you have to be able to, if you're going into one of those businesses, if you have a 20th century business that's trying to make it in the 21st century, you've got to be aware of these things. And Kelly, it seems to me that the companies that are going to be the most successful are not the ones who say, I've got to shuck everything from the 20th century and start all new with the 21st century. They incorporate 21st century opportunities with their traditional opportunities.
Yes.
The yin and the yang, the pendulum swing, you know, the full pendulum swing. What do you think?
I think that's exactly right. And you don't. What's the saying? You don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Exactly.
Exactly. But what you do, and any parent knows that the child is constantly changing, and what worked in one month isn't going to work the next.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exactly what you're doing. Your business is your baby, and if you want to keep it healthy, you have to look out for what's going to get in its way as it grows, and you know, keep it strong, well fed. Keep your customers happy. Maintain your continuity and your consistency with your customers. And at the same time, you're looking forward. I think I mentioned to you on maybe our last show that we did about a coffee shop that had come in, was doing very well, and then suddenly two more coffee shops were going in pretty much on the same block.
Mm-hmm.
And this gentleman didn't know what to do. He was very upset about it. And needless to say, he went out of business. Now, another person came into that same coffee shop, and he hadn't gone out of business at the time you and I spoke, and kept it as a coffee shop and is just thriving. And what he did is he brought in pastries that are European-style pastries.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk in that place, and you don't want to leave.
Uh-huh.
So all three of them are doing well now.
He didn't sell coffee. He sold an experience.
Exactly.
And that's the difference.
Mm-hmm. You know, the other thing we're seeing it right now, and I was listening to a gentleman who owns a car dealership here. Have you gone by all those lots that have trucks, trucks, trucks?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They can't give them away right now.
Right.
Well, this is something that we should have been looking at. And I have a car dealer that's in the neighborhood here downtown where I live. There haven't been trucks on that lot. He changed the demographics of his vehicles, you mm-hmm. might say, 2 years ago. And he brought in vehicles that were smaller, typically get really good gas mileage, mm-hmm. and he's thriving right now.
He saw what was coming, didn't he?
He saw what was coming. He anticipated it, and he took care of it right away.
Right, but you got to be able to look forward and backward. And if you don't have the ability to look either way, you need to find somebody who will help you. And Kelly, you've helped us to do that today, and I appreciate it very much.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be here with you.
Thanks, Kelly. Kelly Ohlweiler, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll see you on the other side of the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.